The news for December 2007 is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, Hubble takes a close look at Comet Holmes, evidence of rocky planet formation in the Pleiades cluster, and the UK's intention to pull out of the Gemini project. Comet Holmes, which brightened suddenly at the end of October, has been imaged by the Hubble Space Telescope. The comet, which brightened by a factor of almost a million within 24 hours, has been monitored by numerous observers since its mysterious outburst on the 23rd of October. Throughout November, the comet developed with an expanding coma which grew to appear larger than the full moon on the sky and became physically larger in actual size than the diameter of the sun. Hubble observed the comet on several days during November, looking in detail at the nucleus and the surrounding dust. What the images show are large outbursts of dust, but they do not resolve the nucleus due to the comet's distance. The telescope also observed Comet Holmes back in 1999. At this time, the comet had no dusty coma. Astronomers used the measured brightness of the unresolved nucleus in these images to estimate the diameter of the comet. What Hal Weaver of Johns Hopkins University and his team hope to do now is use the new images to make another estimate of the diameter of the comet and see how much of it was thrown off in the current outburst. In the early solar system, the young Sun was surrounded by huge amounts of dust, which gradually accreted to form the planets familiar in the sky today. This dust was warm, absorbing light from the Sun, and would have glowed quite brightly in the infrared part of the spectrum. Astronomers using infrared cameras on the Gemini North Telescope and the IRAS, ISO and Spitzer Space Telescopes have discovered a huge amount of warm dust orbiting a young star, very similar to our Sun, in the nearby Pleiades cluster. Also known as the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades is an open cluster of more than 1,400 stars, at a distance of 400 light-years from the Earth in the constellation of Taurus. Because it is comparatively close, it is a well-studied cluster. The star the astronomers have found, known as HD 23514, is a mere 100 million years old and is surrounded by huge amounts of hot dust, which the astronomers, led by Joseph Ree of UCLA, interpret as the visible results of collisions between protoplanets, thought to be similar to the collision that probably formed the Moon in the young solar system. In the early stages of planetary formation, small bits of dust collide and stick together, forming larger lumps, eventually becoming comets and asteroids. As these bodies collide, some gain material and grow into planets, while others are smashed to pieces and return hot dust to the mixture surrounding the star. These observations suggest that small rocky planets like the Earth and its near neighbours are forming around this star in the Pleiades, and the team suggests that rocky planets like ours, although difficult to spot with current techniques, might be fairly common in the universe. During November, the Science and Technology Facilities Council, the body which funds major physics and astronomy projects in the UK, announced its intention to withdraw from funding the Gemini Observatory. Comprising two 8-metre telescopes located in Hawaii and Chile, Gemini provides sensitive, high-resolution optical and infrared observations from two of the best sites on the planet for astronomy. The observatory was funded and built by a collaboration of seven countries, including the United States, Canada, Chile, Australia, Brazil and Argentina, in addition to the UK. Astronomers from any of these countries can apply for time on these telescopes, allocated in proportion to the amount of financial support provided. The UK, through the Science and Technology Facilities Council, currently pays an annual subscription of £4 million, almost a quarter of the entire Gemini budget. UK astronomers have reacted with dismay at the decision to pull out of the observatory. In a statement, the Science and Technology Facilities Council said, "Our aim will be to achieve withdrawal in a way which minimises damage to our long-standing partnership and the impact on the observatory, its programme and the UK research community, while enabling us to reinvest the planned savings in a timely way." And finally, readers of the Minor Planet Electronic Circulars in early November were surprised to see the discovery of a new object predicted to pass within 6,000 kilometres of the Earth on November the 13th. The faint object, designated 2007 VN84 by the Minor Planet Centre, was spotted by several observatories allowing an orbit to be calculated. Shortly after the initial announcement was made, Denis Denisenko, a reader of the circulars, noticed that the orbit was very close to that predicted for a known satellite. 2007 VN84 was actually the Rosetta spacecraft, scheduled to pass within 6,000 kilometres of the Earth on November the 13th. This is not the first time such an incident has occurred. In the past, the WMAP spacecraft has also been mistaken for an asteroid. Another object, 2007 VF189, was then discovered in a very similar orbit to Rosetta, making its closest approach to Earth 6 hours after Rosetta, at a distance of 250,000 kilometres. Further analysis of the orbit showed that this object was indeed an asteroid and not a man-made object. Rosetta is quite a small object, and yet it was detected by several observers around the world, highlighting just how good modern surveys are at spotting small objects on close approaches to the Earth.